Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us this wonderful Thursday, October the 21st, 2021.
Yep, we are just less than 3 months away from the end of this year. Can you believe it? We've had almost 1 year with Biden and what devastation he's caused here in America.
Oh, Biden.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what Will calls him, Oh, Biden. But hey, listen, for all you out there that want to call in and talk to Will, the number is, are you ready? It is 516-595-8069. You need to press the number 1 to come on the line with him. There's so much to talk about, and we love your calls. So if we'd love to have you call in. Right, Will?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And do me another favor, if you would. Make note of this. Send me a text to 88202 and just type my name in, W-I-L-L. Really, it's that simple.
Yep.
Type my name in, W-I-L-L.
And when you do that, you get some great information from American Truth Project, information that you don't always get through the regular media outlets.
That's most definitely true.
Absolutely,
because
right?
The regular media outlets, they don't want you to know the truth. They're constantly lying to all of us. They would like for all of us to believe that everything is okay and everything is normal. And everything is the way it's supposed to be. But it's not. These people are looking to destroy the country, and they're all going along with it. But with that said, there are a few. There are a few now here lately that I've noticed started asking questions. Why? Because I think it's starting to affect them at the same time.
Right. I mean, this agenda by the Biden administration is so destructive. It's impacting almost every single, well, I don't even want to say almost every life. It is affecting every single person in America and, quite honestly, even people abroad. I mean, look what happened in Afghanistan. I mean, it's crazy. And look what's happening, you know, at our border, southern borders, also affecting Mexico. It's crazy, Will. And, you know, we sit here today. We titled this broadcast The State of America because every single week we come on here and every single week we go, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Oh, my gosh, this is crazy. But I almost feel like it's just our state of being now. Right?
No, I get it. I completely get it. Because I'm constantly saying, and a lot of people as well, saying that it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And some people go, well, maybe we should stop saying it's going to get worse. Really? I mean,
yeah.
You know what? We've done that in the past, and look what they have gotten.
Right, and you know, it's interesting you brought that up, because last night there was, Will has a Wednesday show with three other guys. And people in the feed, not people, there's like one person, that kept putting in there, hey, why don't you guys say something positive? And I'm sitting here going, well, first of all, they always open up with a prayer, which is very, very positive. They always say they believe in God and he's in control, which is very positive. But let's be honest. What's happening in America and around the world is not really positive. And we have to acknowledge it, right? And we have to talk about it. And hopefully we plant to where they get up and they do something about it.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's the ideal plan, right? That's the idea to talk about this crazy stuff and for people to be like, wait, I need to do something.
Right.
We all need to do something. We all need to stand up. You know, I saw a video today where GE, a whole bunch of General Electric engineers, and there was hundreds of them. One report I saw said like 750 of them all walked off the job because they didn't want to be forced to drink the Kool-Aid. Seriously, they don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Right.
So they walked off the job. And what do you think is going to happen to our infrastructure? And it made me think of something else. What happens to these people that are working in the industry for this, you know, controlling the electrical grid, controlling our sewer system, controlling, you know, picking up the trash when you put it out on the curb?
You know what? That is such – that it's so true because you know, a lot of people don't think of the consequences of what is happening, right? So when you put out these mandates and you're basically telling people to do something that they don't want to do, that they don't feel comfortable with, and you're forcing it upon them, there's a reaction to that, right? Yes. And it's so funny because the Biden administration, they just seem to go like, well, this is just a part of the pandemic, you know, things like this are going to happen. And I'm sitting here going, no, this stuff doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't.
You're literally making it happen with your mandates, with your, you know, the way you don't actually, how do you say, you don't actually address problems.
They want the
right?
crisis. But see, that's just it.
The reason why
they don't address the problems is because they want the crisis.
Right, right.
It's like they thrive on it. It's like, yes, we got another crisis. And then what's really crazy is how they just ignore the crisis that they create, unless it's one that goes along with their agenda.
Right.
Right?
You know, it's interesting that you said that. Because today, you know, right as the it came out about the hypersonic missile launch in China, right? Everybody in America was sitting here hearing about this going, what? Right? I mean, that's pretty crazy. Like, I would not think that China would be at that level, right? We also hear that through the southern border, there is 90,000+ people headed to America right now. They're not hiding it. It's out there. They're saying they're coming, right? And what do we have our State Department doing? Well, the other day, you want to know what their priority was?
What's that?
International Pronouns Day.
What?
Right.
International Pronouns Day?
Yep. The State Department, you can actually go to Twitter and say at State Department, and you will see where they are celebrating International Pronouns Day. Are they saying anything about the border? No. Are they saying anything about
the
hypersonic?
What does the International Pronouns Day have to do with anything?
Well, it says today.
And how is that even a thing?
It says today on International Pronouns Day, we share why many people list pronouns on their email and social media profiles. Read more at Share America. And on them, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different people. Mind you, none of them are white. They're either Indian, Black, or Middle Eastern. And one says she, her. Another one says he, him. Another one says they, them. Another one says he, him. Another one says they, them. Another one says she, her. And I'm like, what the heck, right? So this is the thing. They constantly ignore addressing the American people. That's my problem. They are not addressing the American people on what is happening in America and what our plan is. They said they were going to be more transparent than any administration before then. They have been the least transparent, the least proactive, and actually, they're even the least reactive.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, we have a caller on the phone.
We have a caller already?
Yep.
Okay.
It's our weekly caller, Roger from California.
Roger. Hey, Roger, thank you so much for the call.
What's going on? What's going on, guys? Hey, Will. I saw
Hold on, Roger.
With,
I can't hear you. Hold on.
Do we have Roger?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Roger.
Yep, I can hear you now. Will can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Will, you know, I was caught off guard this week. I saw you having Marjorie Taylor on your show, and I was like, wow, Will, you're picking it up. You know, you're getting the good –
Actually, Will and Marjorie Taylor Greene are actually friends. They were friends before she even became a congresswoman.
Yeah, so when they put all these lies out about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I know firsthand that they're lies. I know firsthand that they're lies. But for some reason, you get a lot of people, which is amazing to me. Not you, of course, but there's a lot of people that say they're on the right, but they believe everything that the left is saying about it.
Yeah, Marjorie
really
Taylor Greene. Actually a great person. And
yep.
She always teases Will and says that her and her husband are Will and her
BFS,
husband are best friends.
Yeah, we hit it off pretty good. But anyways, what you got for us, Roger?
Will?
Hello?
Go ahead. You there, Roger?
I'll talk to you guys about the southern border. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, go.
You guys hear me? Yeah, I was going to ask you guys about the like 100,000 because I was following some individual on Facebook that is covering the National Guard presence in some parts of Texas. Yeah, basically,
okay, I'm sorry,
they're creating tents and everything else.
Okay, you're fading in and out a lot. I don't know if that's on our end or what, but I think you're saying that someone was covering the National Guard's presence on the border of Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I know one person that's doing that is Anthony Aguero. So I don't know if he's the one that you're referring to. He actually talked to a whole bunch of
junior.
Guys that's doing the militia.
It's something junior, he said.
Something junior?
He actually works, or I forgot. You, I think you hit the bullseye with that name. It could be him. That he's just covering this stuff daily, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he covers
it. But how is it? But I mean, is this something that like who's monitoring all this? Like, I'm just amazed that we're prepping for this. You know, we got other issues domestically here that we can just allow for a free.
Yeah, Roger, hey, I'm not sure what's going on, but for some reason we keep losing you.
For people coming in without the mandate.
Yeah,
we
keep losing you, Robert. So, hey, we're going to Roger, I really would like for you to maybe try a different phone or something or a different area and call me back.
Yeah, you keep breaking up.
Because for some reason, I want to hear what you have to say, and it keeps coming in and just fading out. So, I mean, I really apologize for that. I'm not sure why that was happening.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, listen, it is important for us to pay attention to what is happening on the border. I actually talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Didn't she retweet something from Oscar Blue?
I'm not sure. Did you see something?
Yeah, he was covering the border, and Marjorie Greene retweeted something. It was something about he's saying that there's actually people helping these people come to America.
Yeah,
right.
He even mentioned about how the UN is in Mexico and they're directing people to the border of the United States of America. And he has actual proof of them doing this, documentation, video of them doing this, and he's actually confronting these people. And I'm constantly telling him, I said, man, and I talked to him. I said, Blue, you've got to be careful because these people, they mean business. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to disappear him. And I said, you've got to be extremely careful because he's in the thick of it. And exposing these people, they would get highly upset because this is a world domination. This is a world takeover.
Right. It's actually today, I believe it's today, surprisingly, Biden is re-implementing the Remain in Mexico policy. But
is he doing it or is he being forced to do it?
Well,
because this,
I mean,
you know, the Democrats don't want anything that President Trump put in place to be in place.
Well, I think they're so overwhelmed. I don't think they have a choice. When you say, is he doing it by choice, I think the choice is they're so overwhelmed they can't even handle the amount of people coming across the border. In fact, they're saying that they're coming across at even, once again, new record numbers than when Biden first got into office. I mean, this is crazy. Our system cannot handle the amount of people coming to America. That causes a huge problem.
Well, that's where the whole Build Back Better comes in. You have to bring situations, crisis that will collapse the U.S. economy, then you can build back better.
But listen, we're already at such a vital, we're at a breaking point now that it still works for him to build back better.
Well,
right?
I mean, but see, a lot of people still don't get it. The Build Back Better is not building back anything better. The whole Build Back Better is to tear down the world economy.
Right.
And it's working
right now,
to a T.
I know what you're saying.
It's working to a T for them.
What I'm saying is it's already so bad that the repercussions of what is all the people are here now is for years and years to come.
But that's
we're talking about decades.
But that's the point.
Well, that's what
point.
I'm saying.
That's the point. They have to tear it all down.
Right. So you saying that, why would he be forced? They've already got what they wanted. We're already in a crisis.
Well, they want to make sure there's no recovery option, right? I mean, because
want a recovery.
No, not yet. No, they have to have a total collapse.
It's going to.
When Biden first started running around with the whole Build Back Better as his motto, as his campaign slogan, I actually went and Googled it, and it was given to him by this world organization that wants to tear down the world economy. They've already done it in Venezuela, and that was years ago they started it. They've just recently did it in Cuba, and you see what happened in Cuba. Cuba is still going down. Cuba is still having issues. No one's talking about Cuba. The was happening in America, we used to be the number one exporter of natural gases, resources. We were energy independent, right? And now we're not. We're looking for OPEC. And at the same time, we have the issues on the coast where they're not bringing the product in like they should be. And they're trying to say that now they have it under control. It should have never got to that position in the first place.
I've even heard
reports of people in the UK even talking about they have freighters off the coast that are not getting unloaded as well.
Well, they didn't admit they have it under control. They said that
Saki did. She mentioned that they're getting it under control, that they have it under control. And that's why Biden said we're going to start doing it 24/7, you know, 24 hours a day, moving all the equipment. And then one of the foremen there that's at the port said, what is he talking about? We've always been doing it 24 hours a day.
Right. Well, Walmart trucks, UPS trucks, and all of them were not moving 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's also because of mandates that are happening. It's just a crazy amount of things.
I've had a lot of people call in and say, well, the reason why they're not moving the product because they don't have the truck drivers to do it. That's not actually true either, because there's been multiple videos of truck drivers saying,
lined up at the port, and
they're sitting there waiting. They say, I don't know why they're not loading us. There's multiple videos out there with truck drivers showing that. So there's so many, but I'm not saying that's not the only reason, you know, but because I'm pretty sure the mandate is playing a part in it, right?
Well, there's mandates.
But maybe the mandate is affecting the people loading the trucks with the containers. Maybe that's kicking in. But regardless, what's happening is that we're seeing a crisis that has been created by the Biden administration, by the socialist, communist, Democrats across this nation and even the world, and they're all acting like it's not even happening. I can't tell you countless people send me messages saying that it's not happening, it's not true. There aren't freighters out there with all this freight out there just sitting out in the ocean. And then you get the liberal media news to actually start showing it, and then they go silent. Oh, but then they make up excuses.
You know, it's interesting to me, too. Just this past week, I wish I would have kept the article. I don't have it in front of me right now. But listen, this past week, you know, Biden said that, they're going to start building the wall. He said that a couple weeks ago. And they were going to restart the Remain in Mexico, which they are doing this week. But then the people in charge of the money for the wall actually took the funding away from building the wall. And I'm like, you know what? There's such confusion in this administration. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, or they don't agree with what the right hand is doing, so they're doing their own thing. There's a huge power struggle, which you can visibly see, right, between the extreme leftists, the moderates. I mean, it's just crazy. And a lot of the chaos we're seeing is just among the Democrat Party themselves. Right?
Yes.
I mean, what's holding up this infrastructure bill, and I'm thankful for it, is partly because of the moderate Democrats saying infrastructure bill, reconstruction bill is what they're calling it now.
It's the Green New Deal.
It's right. Needs a lot of work. But listen, when we came on, we were talking about how the liberal or media outlets, you know, their viewership is going down, and CNN has reportedly taken a huge hit. In fact, last week, not a single one of their programs hit a million viewers.
Not a single one.
That's crazy.
Last week.
Right? But you know what? We have an example of why nobody's tuning in to CNN. Will you want to play it?
Yep, absolutely.
I'm not just going to sit back and expect the news media to do it for me, because it's not our job to sell the narrative. It's our job to discuss what you are doing, and yes, part of what's in it, but it's not our job to sell your agenda for you. They are not selling their agenda.
Can you stop
and
it there?
They're not selling their
That's
agenda.
All they do is sell the leftist agenda.
Yes.
24/7. First, when Trump was in office, that's all they did was sell the hate Trump agenda, right?
Oh, 100%.
You know, every day, Russia, 24 Russia, hours
Russia.
A day.
Every day.
Every day.
24/7.
Talk about it's not our job to sell your agenda.
Every single minute, Russia, 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 hate Trump, hate Trump. And now it's like they got what they wanted, right? No matter, I mean, and it's really questionable how they got there or how we got here where we are. Mm-hmm. And they're still not happy. Mm-hmm. And now they're upset because the Democrats are pushing out an agenda, and the Democrats want the media to fluff it up. That's what it all comes down
Absolutely.
To. They want the media to fluff up their agenda so everyone get on board. And the Democrats are upset with the liberal media for not fluffing it up enough. But they've been fluffing it. It's just people aren't buying the fluff any longer.
Right. And listen, Don Lemon, he's pushed CRT.
Yep.
He's pushed LGBT.
Yep.
He's pushed the infrastructure bill. He's
yep,
pushed the voting
deal.
Rights bill, which I am thankful the filibuster killed yesterday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And, you can go on.
They are not selling their agenda. And the only reason that I am so enthusiastic about this is because our democracy is on the line. I don't want America to lose its democracy.
He doesn't want America to lose its democracy. Seriously, everything that they're doing is against the democracy. When they're trying to pass their voter rights, the John Lewis bill, the People's Act, to remove the Electoral College and to federalize the election where the federal government controls the election for every state, that's not democracy.
No.
That's a total dictatorship.
Right.
And that's what they're calling for. And that's
it's
what they
communism.
Want. And at the same time, they want to fast-track all of the people that came into the country illegally and make it where they can vote. And the reason being is because you know that they are coaching them. They're saying, remember who brought you here. Remember who's letting you do this.
Right.
So you vote this way.
And look at all these mandates
yes.
that they are rolling out on the American people, right? We didn't vote for that. This isn't a democracy. They're saying you take it or else. That's not democracy, Don Lemon.
Exactly. Let's listen to the rest of this.
I don't want America to be a country of minority rule, and I don't want America to be a place where black and brown people like me, whose ancestors fought and died for the right to vote, are restricted from going to the voting booth.
Okay, I got to stop it there.
Okay, that's so irritating.
I got to stop it there.
Go on.
People like me, really? Seriously? What about all of the white people that bled and even died so black people can have the right to vote?
Amen.
See, he doesn't want to acknowledge them because the same party that he supports, the same party that wants him and the rest of them to put out the fluff about their agenda, was the same party that didn't want black people to vote.
Right. It's absolutely ridiculous. They never acknowledge that there were more white people, because the population of blacks was so small, there's more white people fighting for those rights for you than there were black people, right? And guess
yes.
what? White people can vote just like you, Don Lemon.
And, you know, I'm in here in the state of Texas, because that's what they're really in uproar about, because the state of Texas passed the integrity, voter integrity, which made it possible for my vote to count as the same rich black man, the same rich white man, the same rich Asian, the same rich Hispanic.
And poor people, too.
Poor, I mean, I am poor. My
you're
vote,
rich.
My vote counts as the same as them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's the whole point.
Right.
My vote counts the same as every single other person in this state. And the Democrats don't like that. They want to be able to control the voting system here.
They sure
why?
Do.
Because they want the because you know why? They want to make sure they can get a shoe-in. They want to make sure, like, when Robert Francis O'Rourke, not Beto, when he runs, that they can just push him in there. No fighting, no fuss or anything. And because Texas is the way it is, come the midterm election, they're upset because they won't be able to control the election here.
Well, we need Florida to do the same thing.
Yes.
Because if we could protect Florida and Texas, then hopefully we have a chance. And listen, I mean, we know that the GOP is actually flipping some seats now that were long held by Democrats. So we need to keep the momentum going. And one way we do that is by communicating. But listen to the rest of this, yahoos.
That is the most un-American thing to do. So I have this platform that I have now, and I'm speaking very passionate about it. Democrats, get your butts in gear and get passionate about saving this damn country. You're not doing it. You're weak. You are weak. You are weak. That's it. Good night. Thank you and good night.
You can.
And lastly, his argument is weak. It is weak. It is weak.
Is that how he's doing? That's how he's pounding this. It's weak. It's weak. Weak. Get off your butt. Get off your butt. You're weak. You're weak. Basically,
get off my TV.
Basically, he's saying that the Democrats are weak because they're not pushing communism strong enough. They wanted to happen yesterday.
Yep.
They wanted communism across the nation yesterday.
They hate that we have the filibuster right now. I mean, all yesterday on Twitter when they couldn't pass the voter ID thing in the House yesterday or whatever, they were going crazy. Everyone's like, we need to end the filibuster now. We need to end the filibuster now. But listen, the people there understand how important the filibuster is because when the GOP takes office again, which we will get be back in power.
Will we?
I'm calling it.
I mean, I'm questioning it.
Of course you are.
The only reason why I'm questioning it is because we know that they have fraudulent reasons why they're going to try to make it to where.
Well, we're taking little seats one seat at a time, and that's exactly what the Democrats did. I mean, they literally did it one seat at a time, and I think that Republicans are, in a sense, waking up and saying, "I need to do something." I mean, everyday people listen. You know, we talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was just a business owner, right? And she saw stuff that's happening. She's like, listen, I can't stand around and allow this to happen in my country anymore. And she won her seat. And there's several congresswomen, actually, that are doing that. So, and you know what? I know there's a lot of people that are still discouraged because people aren't in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I am seeing people. I mean, you just talked about, what was it, GE today?
Mm-hmm.
This week, teachers and students walked out of the California schools.
Teachers and students?
Yep.
Really?
Protesting the mandate.
I mean,
we've had...
I know that in the past when students walked out of the classroom, I remember the first time, well, this probably happened before that, but I remember the first time it stuck with me. Is after the 2016 election, the socialist communist Democrats convinced the students to walk out of the classroom after the election in protest against President Trump. You know, so a lot of them just walked out just to take advantage of it. But for teachers today to step out because of the mandates that they're doing, and, you know, I would like to say thank you to all of those teachers for trying to protect their students.
Well, listen, more than, you know, in 2016, it didn't impact these students personally. It is now mandated in California that I think it's 16 and older are mandated to get the vaccine. So it's actually hitting them personally.
Yes.
Right. And some people, high school students, are trying to make a decision. Do I continue my schooling with my friends and, you know, playing my sports and everything, or do I do homeschooling or online schooling? I mean, this is a huge decision in these children's lives. And with everything that's happening in our school districts with the CRT and the, you know, certain people playing certain sports and everything else, I could see the pressures that are put on our students now. And I could see how now, because of the agenda that the left has been pushing since 2016, I can see how students are being pushed to the brink of having to walk out of class.
I mean, they're even talking about the suicide rate in some of these schools with the students because of what the Democrats have been doing to the people, to these students. A lot of people are like, my goodness, what is going on? They're cutting off the air to these students. And what happens, because these students, their brains are still developing, and you want to cut off their oxygen to their brains? What kind of people are we? And how sinister can you be?
Right. There was actually a report here where we live in Texas where the local schools are having 3 to 4 fights between students every single day. One student in the local school within the past couple of weeks tried to commit suicide. I mean, the pressure that this administration and the leftists are putting on our children, it angers me.
Yes.
It absolutely angers me, because you are plotting one race against another with CRT.
Yep.
You're telling white kids that they're bad, and you're telling black people that they're victims, and they probably never felt that way until they went to school, until you taught it to them. Then they go through this sexual training that's absolutely disgusting and more confusing than ever. And then now you're saying you have to take a vaccine that they don't want to take, that they see is very controversial and they're questioning. You know, they have people in sports and stuff that aren't taking it, that are coming out and saying, you know, for certain reasons, I don't want to take it. It's absolutely crazy and confusing. And how do these young children, I'm sorry, they should not be having to face these issues right now. I mean, they just shouldn't.
They shouldn't be. But you know what? I think personally, and I've said this multiple times in my broadcast, that this could very well be the tipping point. See, it's one thing when you're, like, trying to, you know, push stuff onto adults, and adults be like, okay, you know what, I'll talk to you, and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start pushing it onto the children, when you start involving children and stuff, parents so hold on, no.
Yeah, Mama Bear.
Oh,
and Papa Bear.
No, yeah, absolutely. Like, wait a minute, now we really have a problem. It's one thing you're coming after me, but you're coming after my kids now? Now we have a problem. And personally, I think this could possibly be the tipping point for the people in this country, in this nation, to say, you know what, no, enough is enough. And Jim Jordan, he comes out, he's doing a testimony today, right? On the Hill, they're, you know, the politicians up on the Hill, and they're talking about actually how they're labeling parents as domestic terrorists, and they're talking about...
They want to, yeah.
Yeah, they well, I mean, they are labeling them.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
okay,
seriously.
Yeah,
I mean, they are labeling them. Let's just call it what it is, right?
Right, right.
And he's asking the question about how... well, basically, I have two clips. One is really long. I'm not going to play that one, but I'm going to play the short one to give, like, the gist of it, because he says... What's happening is a great awakening. He actually says that. So check it out.
I don't think the good people, I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting started. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back. Because Americans value freedom.
Absolutely. Americans value freedom.
Let me tell you something. There's actually an article on Fox News that came out. And it said the White House in contact with school board group for weeks before controversial Patriot Act letter emails. The Patriot Act email letters was where they asked the National School Board Union supposedly asked Biden to label parents that go to unions as domestic terrorists. His administration was literally in contact with these people, and they used those emails to create this letter and give it to Biden. They worked together. This wasn't like all of a sudden, hey, we're concerned, can you do it? No.
They've
this
been
letter
planning this.
Was planned.
They've been planning. And,
right.
And the reason being, and I've said this before as well, the reason being is because they were seeing how effective these parents were being.
Absolutely. And they didn't stop it.
And because they were like, wow, they're taking control over their kids. We're losing control of their kids. They're gaining control of their kids. This is what the left is saying. This listen to how I'm saying that. They are taking control of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take their kids away from them and take control back from them for the parents. And so what we'll do is we'll just call them domestic terrorists. And then if we call them domestic terrorists, we'll get the parents to back off because they don't want to be labeled as a domestic terrorist. You're
yeah.
talking about someone's kids. I don't care what you call me at that point. You involve the children of these mothers. Oh, no, they can care less what you say about them.
Right. You know,
you want to see a domestic terrorist? Do something to these children and watch the mother and watch what happened what the mother would do. You can be concerned, and you most definitely, you have the women coming out, standing up for their children, and if you don't stop it then, and the father has to get involved, oh, no, it's truly game on.
You know, it's frustrating to me because, you know, you and I have talked about how fake this administration is. You know, Biden has a fake White House set that he works from now because he has to have a teleprompter like this. It's a whole thing that he has to have to make it look like he's not reading. And,
mm-hmm.
he, you know, it has to look a certain way. First president ever done that before. First, Kamala Harris. She has this little group of kids that's supposed to be, you know, just random kids to have conversations with her where she laughs the whole time. We come to find out that the group is a control group of actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Give me a
it's
break.
Just a front.
You right?
know, every time she laughs, I'm looking around in the video for the bro.
And then, you know, you come up with things saying that, you know, oh, this letter was actually conjured up over a couple weeks, and they worked together, the union and the administration, to bring this letter up. And, of course, now they're having hearings on it. It's so ridiculous. Everything is so prompted with them, right? Everything is planned. It's a facade, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not reality. It's not what's really happening. It's not just like random things happening and they deal with them. The random things are happening like I don't know. It just is very frustrating to me. And I'm sitting here going, if I was his voter, would this not, I mean, Will, do you not think that this should prompt something in their brains going, what the heck are they doing?
Well, you know, I think some people are. Some people are because they're looking at it and say, this is not right. Because some people will go, if this was the other way, then I would have a problem with it. I would have a problem with it if it was the other way around. But there's some people like, well, I don't care long as we don't have Orange Man bad. That's all they can think of. As long
right.
as they don't have President Trump in there, they can have the worst demonic person running the country. It could be the Antichrist for all they care, as long as it's not President Trump.
And isn't it weird? You know, you and I look back on 2016. I remember everybody crying in the Democrat Party because he won. And, of course, you and I were laughing and celebrating and
yes.
doing all that stuff. And ever since that moment, they made it their complete mission to destroy America and make it look as bad as possible in order to usher in another change. Because they were like, oh, you know, these people want change. They didn't buy into the whole Barack Obama thing. Barack Obama made some real changes that people didn't like, and they were ready for President Trump, quite honestly.
Well,
right?
Because the change he brought was the change for the worse. Obama was taking the country down extremely fast, and they thought they had it in the bag.
He was going to globalism. Biden's trying to do.
Yeah, they thought they had it in the bag with mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. You know, it's really odd, right? Because the Clintons and the Obamas really can't stand each other. They really can't, especially after the 2008 election. They really can't stand each other. But because of who they are, Obama was willing to help push Hillary through because it's the same agenda. It's all the same agenda.
Yeah, globalism.
And now they figure it out. They do this how they did California with this past election with Gruesom Newsom. They want to do the same thing through the entire nation. You know, put a reason out to where you have to do mail-in ballots. After that, Gruesome Newsom, because I truly believe he stole it, they stole it for him, they put in a policy where it's just mail-in ballots from here on out for the state of California.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
So they'll never, ever get another decent governor. It's not going to happen. I don't care if every single person in the state votes for a decent person other than Gruesome Newsom, guess who's gonna win? Gruesome Newsom, because they're gonna fix it. The fix is already in, and people in California thinking otherwise that we gotta fight, we gotta do better, we gotta do better. That's like what's the whole thing? You keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting different results. That's what's happening in California. And they want to do the same thing in the United States. They want all of us to think that we're fighting when they've got the fix in.
It's the definition of insanity.
Yes.
Right? Hey, well, we have a phone call. We have Judith from Alabama.
Hey, Judith. Thank you so much for the call.
Well, hey, y'all. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. What you got?
Good. Well, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your trip to California. That was really mind-blowing, seeing all that cargo sitting on the water like that. But now, there were trucks there to pick up the cargo, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is it true that they just were not allowing independent truckers to pick up the cargo, and it was truckers that were contracted?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that. But that's a very good question. Why would they allow one group of truckers to be able to pick them up and not others?
Well, independent truckers are contracted.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I think she's if I'm not mistaken, she's talking something that worked for like J.B. Hunt or Walmart, or some of the other ones.
Yeah. You're talking about
right
the
here?
New bill in California where they have to be actual employees of the trucking line.
The
now, they can't be contractors or independents.
The big
Say it again.
But also, I'm wondering if it's companies that are actually contracted with the people that are shipping the cargo.
That's quite
now
possible, too, because I've heard one report that a lot of the product that's coming to that port is from China.
Yep.
And they're saying that China's actually controlling which product is being unloaded and which one is not being unloaded.
That could be very well.
That's one of the reports that I've heard.
Okay. Well, that could pan out to be true then. And then another thing I wanted to ask you, have you heard anything about them pushing for electric trucks? And they want to start building charging stations across the United States. So the trucks.
Yeah, that's part of the Green New Deal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It is 100% true.
Yeah.
One of the things the Biden administration is wanting to do is take off all motorized vehicles off the streets of America.
Including truckers.
Including truckers.
Yeah.
And make them all electric vehicles. Once they do that, they can control where people go, how long they're there, and you know, who is able to drive or not be able to drive.
Do you know how much electricity that's going to use?
And
oh,
oil.
My gosh.
And oil.
What?
They keep saying that it would eliminate the use of oil. All of these electric vehicles, to my understanding, some of the reports, they use more fossil fuel than anything
to create the vehicle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tesla uses more fossil fuels to create a electric car than it does to create a normal gasoline driven
car. So they're putting out, it's all about a control mechanism, and it's about giving the actual filthy beyond belief rich more money when they all say that they're against them. That's why they're coming after our $600.
What do you mean? Yeah, explain that to me. I don't get that. So if anybody has over $600 in the bank, what? Is that true?
It's a transaction of $600 or more. The government can have access to, or they can report on it or give personal information to the IRS about what that transaction was about, who it came from, whatever.
Yeah,
let's say you have Cash App and you transfer $650 into your bank account. It will be reported to the IRS that you transferred $650 from.
Imagine if you go to the store and you buy a refrigerator that you need and it costs $601. They're asking that is reported to the IRS. Or if someone pays you to do a job or something and you get paid more than $600, they wanted that reported to the IRS.
It's really funny, though, because one of the congressman was saying the other day. He said, you know what? The IRS is not even capable. They do not even have the manpower.
The capacity.
To handle doing such a thing. I think what it does is it just gives the government the ability to do it if they want to.
Yeah,
they
and on top of that, their main goal is because that's not going to be enough data. They're going to say, well, it's not enough data, and they're going to look more into our personal lives.
Well, the IRS is needing an American company.
Well, the IRS was weaponized under the Biden administration Obama, under the Obama administration, same administration really, just a different time, but Obama weaponized it against conservative Christians when he was in office. Say it again.
I said I knew who you meant, believe it or not, when you said it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it is technically the same administration. But, yeah, he weaponized it then, and all they're doing now is picking it back up and weaponizing it again against the American people. Last time, it was just against conservative Christians, and they knew it was against conservative Christians. Somebody should have gone to jail for that. Someone should have been paying a hefty fine for that, but nothing. They swept it under the rug. Now they're doing it again. And they're not going after just conservative Christians any longer. They're actually going after every single American. So you have people out there that's buying into this nonsense and is completely crazy that
yeah.
they are.
Unfortunately, the IRS is a department of the Department of Treasury here in America. Its jurisdiction is the United States. So, I mean... You know, I heard one time, and I to be honest with you, I haven't looked into it, where they said that there's no law that says we have to pay taxes. But we actually know a man that fought against paying taxes, and they put him in jail just for not believing his reason for not paying taxes. So it's almost like it may not be something in our Constitution saying we have to do it, but if you don't do it, they're going to go after you and put you in jail, which is absolutely ridiculous. But it's partly how they fund their agendas, right? I mean, they fund their agendas through Social Security, through taxes. I mean, that's pretty much it. So they need that money.
Yep.
Now, the $600.
And listen, we know how expensive Biden is. I mean, you know, everybody's going to pay all these taxes, and it's going to make his agenda $0.
Yeah, exactly. So you got one more thing for us, Judith?
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you, the $600, is that also a cumulative spending, or is it just a one, like, just part $600?
No, I think they want to, I think what they'll end up doing is looking at, for the year, how many times there was a $600 or more transaction.
Right.
And because so many people are screaming about it, they're saying now they're thinking about bumping it up to 10,000 because so many people are screaming about it. This
yeah,
like,
you know
ridiculous.
How many people spend $600? Like,
I mean, a couch, a refrigerator. Some people even buy a bicycle for health reasons that costs more than $600.
Right.
I mean, so it's ridiculous.
But
it's
what's alarming about
ridiculous.
That is that Biden and them said that they're going after the rich. This just shows they're not going after just the rich. They're going after
every
single person.
They're going after American people. So, but hey, Judith, thank you so much for the call.
You guys. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. So, Shannon, you know, Biden, it's not a press conference. He's just out there reading the teleprompter. And he literally said that.
Wait, that's so funny.
I mean, it's true. It's true.
That is so funny.
I mean, it's been, 86 days since he's done a press conference, and he can't do it because they won't let him
do it. It's not even a press conference, though, because as soon as he's done, he turns away.
He turns his back to the American people walking around. He runs. He runs. He don't walk. He runs away. Get away. But he literally said that the whole Build Back Better is going to be $0. And then he says, because we're going to pay for it. What?
Well, Will, I mean, if you buy a couch and it gets reported, they get 20% of that success.
I mean, dude, it's crazy. Listen to him.
the whole deal, they represent less than 0.5% of our economic growth each year, less than 0.5%. And the cost of the Build Back Better bill in terms of adding to the deficit is zero, 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 because we're going to pay for it all.
Because we're going to pay for it all? Who's going to pay for it all?
Yeah.
He's saying because
we are going to.
You know, he's not saying because you're going to pay for it all, because that's what he should have said. When he says we, the federal government, where did the federal government get their money from?
They're going to take it from the American people.
It's so ridiculous. And people hear this nonsense, and it's just at one ear, not the other.
Right.
Because there's nothing in between them.
The funny thing is it's a 10-year plan. So let's say in 3 years, Biden's not there anymore, and somebody comes in and just
3 years? Let's go to the end of this year.
Okay. And somebody just redoes his whole plan, and all of a sudden, all that money is now added to the deficit because they don't want to follow his stipulations for paying it off. Come on.
More likely
it's not guaranteed.
Because they're going to remove Dementia Joe.
But you know what? I'm glad that the moderates, they know, right? I mean, they're like, listen, we got to lower this. Because even they know that it's not going to cost $0. They know that nothing in government transfers to the next person, right? Things always change. Different things happen. It's not an ironclad, perfect plan. And they know that it just costs too much, and we cannot handle the debt that it's going to cause here in America. I'm glad that some not just Republicans are standing up against these idiots, but also their own party.
Yeah, their own party. And, you know, Manchin being one of them, but, you know, Manchin is still a Democrat. And he's still wanting to push the Democrat agenda, which is not good for the American people. The only reason why he's standing up, because he's standing up against the filibuster, because he understands that doing away with the filibuster will absolutely destroy the nation. Because, I mean, seriously, there's something that he's a Democrat, but he's still holding on to, you know, this, you know, some rational thoughts here. Let's listen to the rest of the Biden here.
Because we're going to pay for it all. In addition to that, half of it is a tax cut. It's not spending money. It's a tax cut for working class people.
Seriously? So when is the whole $600, is it like they're going to see if you spend $600, but it's a tax cut? We're gonna make it $3.5 trillion turn into zero, but it's going to be a tax cut. Where does the $3.5 trillion come from? And even when I was talking to Marjorie, she was even saying that they actually bumped it up to like $4.2 trillion.
Oh, my gosh, really?
That they actually bumped it up to $4.2 trillion.
Oh, wow.
And that's when the moderate Democrats got in and said, wait a minute. Even the Republicans are like, you know what? Now you're taking it just to the extreme. This is just too much.
It's about time, as I said, and I come from the corporate state of the world. Not a joke. More corporations are registered in my state than every other state in the United States combined.
That's actually incorrect.
And I represented the state of DuPont, as you used to call it.
That's actually incorrect. I looked it up, and Google says Delaware, not Pennsylvania.
Delaware
is the number one incorporated state in America. There's
Delaware.
More corporations.
And his state is Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, what's new, right?
I mean, no one cares.
He still talks about his stupid bus ride to and from the White House when he was VP, even though it's been totally disregarded and said the story's fake. But he still says it. This dude lives in some la-la land. I don't know. Go ahead.
For 36 years, I'm not anti-business.
Yes, he is.
But I'm about to just begin pay your fair share.
That's being anti-business.
So are mandates, knowing that people are going to walk off their job. That's anti-business,
but
too.
But that is 100% anti-business. Saying that you got to pay your fair share. So basically what he's saying, Shannon, and it's the same thing these rest of these communists will say, is that you work hard. Let's say you start a business, Shannon, and you're working hard every day, sweat, blood, tears even.
I do cry all the time. Will makes me cry.
Whatever. Whatever. You're going to get me in trouble. They're going to say, well, you're mean. You're making her cry. What kind of man are you? But seriously. You do all this and you work hard and become successful just for them to come back and penalize you for your success. That's exactly what they want to do. You need to pay your fair share. How about you get the people that want to sit on their butts and do nothing, do their fair share in society? Oh, that's a thought.
Well, unfortunately, you know, it's funny when these politicians come out and talk about paying their fair share when they're in Washington with lobbyists and their stocks are tied to some of these businesses that they lobby for, or they pass legislation that benefits these, and then they get like a whole, you know, huge millions of dollars, where they say most of a ton of millionaires are right there sitting in the House in D.C., and yet these people are talking about other people paying their fair share. I'm like, you know what? Who are you, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't Biden, his taxes under investigation too?
I believe. But, you know, with him being a sitting so-called leader of the free world.
Remember they're going to let it go.
Oh, my goodness. Trump taxes. And they go, well, we need to look to see if there's anything there.
But now
there hasn't
Biden,
been a crime committed, but we need to look to see if there's anything there.
Yeah, but now Biden, something comes out saying that he didn't pay all his taxes or he did something illegally, and now everybody just sweeps that under the rug.
Oh,
yeah.
Even with the money transactions with Hunter, has his name tied to it, and they all just sweep it to the side.
Well,
sweep it to the side.
I don't know.
Seriously. If it was Trump Jr., oh my goodness, exposing World War III. What did he do? Put them all in jail.
You know what makes me angry though is you want all these taxes for businesses from businesses here in America, but then you make it really hard to be a business here in America.
But that's the whole point. When Obama was in office, he put all these regulations against businesses from operating inside of the United States of America. President Trump came along, and you remember, Obama said that the jobs would never come back to America. Obama said that Trump doesn't have a magical wand. The jobs will never come back. Well, guess what? President Trump started waving that wand. Businesses were meeting with President Trump at the White House to say, I'm going to make a pledge to bring X amount of jobs back to the country because, Mr. Donald J. Trump, President, sir, you removed the red tape. You removed these regulations.
Right.
You made it possible for me to bring my business back to the United States of America, for me to flourish, for our business to flourish.
And what does
for
that
us
do?
To hire people.
That employs
there was
people.
More
it's
jobs.
Medical.
There were more jobs available for the American people than people. That's crazy.
Yeah, true.
And look at it now. Look at it now. Just the opposite. People walking off because of the mandate, and they won't even count those as the unemployment issue.
Right, exactly. I was just going to say that. Good point. You know, they sit there and they say, oh, the unemployment is down. Well, the unemployment is down, you idiots, because you fail to say that everybody's walking.
You just call them idiots.
Yeah. That you fail to report that all the people walking off of these jobs or are forced to or fired or whatever are not allowed to file for unemployment. So there's a whole bunch of people unemployed in America that are unaccounted for. Thank you to the Biden administration.
Yeah. And like I said, there was one report saying 750 General Electric contract workers.
Employees
are, you know, I think some of them are contractors. I'm pretty sure some of them are contractors, but engineers. It doesn't matter. 750 people, one report.
Yeah, there's actually
walked
a video.
Walked off the job. Mm-hmm. Walked off the job today because they don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. They don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. People should, you know what? I'm going to say this. If you don't want to put something in your body, you should be able to say no to that. At the end of the day, it's just like the horrible story with on the subway. It was illegal. It was illegal black male raping a girl on the subway, and the people just simply pulled out their cell phones and started recording it instead of helping the young girl. This was done by the illegal. So she was raped by this man, where he put something in her body that she didn't want in her body, and that's the same thing that they want to do to us.
Yeah.
They want to put something in our body violating our rights.
Right.
And we as American people, we know what our freedoms are.
Right.
We know what freedoms look like.
Yeah.
So with that said, I'm going to say we'll be back next Thursday, and God bless everybody. Stay tough. Stay strong. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.